闻见
Love Talk Radio。
谁来呀？为救恩赐了海。闻见你痛感，谁来呀？为救恩赐了海。哎，那闻赐了海。闻见你痛感，谁来呀？为救恩赐了海。哎呀呀，拉库瓦卡呀，恩赐玛吉亚贝罗海。哎呀呀，闻见你痛感，谁来呀？为救恩赐了海。
Welcome to Aloha Healers Network, the Hollow Pathfinder, for our February healing celebration. Hello, February opening song. Today's date is February 1st, 2018, and I am your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. Welcome to the show. The Losha, or the flying star number for today, is the number six star. The number six star is in the center of the Lo Shu grid, and there are nine flying stars. They are set up in a tic-tac-toe formation, three on the top, three in the middle, three on the bottom. Just picture that in your mind. Now put a compass around it. And now you can put the 12 animals around that as well in a compass. And the animal of the day is the rat or the mouse. And the compass direction for the rat or the mouse is the north. And also, there are a couple of other layers, and this is all called feng shui. Let's also talk about the five elements. The element today is wood, and the elements are also in a cycle, in a circle. If you could just picture it, with water at the north, wood at the east, fire at the south, and earth at the southwest, and metal at the northwest. And now you're going to flop that down as well on top of those other compasses. Wow, this is feng shui, and there are a couple more, and we're talking about feng shui configuration. This is what you do. Figure out which year you're born in. We are still in the year of the fire rooster. So if there were, for instance, a baby born today, this would be a fire rooster baby. Up until, there was like a two-day discrepancy this year. The new year is actually with the moon more in the feng shui world. So we're not in the new year yet in the feng shui world until the new moon, which we just had a full moon, right? And so it's actually around the 15th, 16th of February. And then the real actual date of the switchover to the Earth Dog year when the compass turns is actually the 18th. So it's not quite yet. You may see it written some places that it's earlier in February, like the 4th or the 6th. And that's because the month, the feng shui month switches exactly right then. And so it's just kind of a little more convenient to do it all at that time. But really not yet. And so that means that all fire roosters, this is why you really have to fine-tune your animal sign. If you're a January baby or a February baby, you gotta fine-tune that and figure and actually look up the feng shui year that year and see when that compass click turned and which one of those animal signs you are. Because you can't just go by January 1st, like and then look at the Chinese place paper napkin. It doesn't work that way. You really have to fine tune that. And then it's the entire year born fire rooster still until we get to the Earth Dog 2018 on February 18th. And then babies born then are Earth dogs. And then, you know, we can look into the future, and then the next year is going to be an Earth boar. And that's the way the compass is ticking. From the west is the rooster, the dog lives in the northwest, and the boar also lives in the northwest, more towards the north. And then the next year is going to be a rat year. And it just goes, it marches along like that. It's not, it doesn't jump or hop. It's not a secret either. There are 12 animals, and it goes in a circus, a circle. It is a circus because they're animals, and it's so fun. And I want to bring up the animal aspect of feng shui. And, of course, it's from the east, right? And the east honor the dragons. If they really do hold the dragon up high on a pedestal more than all other of the animals. And they honor the dragon so much that they want to time the babies to be born in dragon years. So therefore, there is a cross arrow straight across because the dragon lives in the southeast, straight across on the compass from the dog. Now, in the ancient term ways, they would say that for instance, that if you were a dragon born or a dog born and you were wondering whether to marry each other, they would say absolutely not. That would be like the worst choice. That's how they would put it in the ancient terms. And in evolution, and now that we are, you know, more evolved, thank you, we know that opposites attract, for one. And we also know that we have a lot to learn from a whole different perspective that for some reason we're not grasping. And that seems to be okay for a lot of evolved people. Yay! Instead of just staying with what you know only and only being in the comfort zone. And you know, we do much more with ourselves these days to learn. And so not the case anymore, actually. I would not say that. I'm a more evolved feng shui practitioner. So I would say, yeah, you better look at that carefully, though. I would never discount it. However, let's just get along with the year of the earth dog. I would also go along to say that they were probably, in the ancient ways, maybe not making as many dog babies. So I would invite all of the couples that can this year, that are able to, that would love to welcome in new doggy earth dog babies. Let's go, let's go. Woo woo. Did you hear me? Let's get some balance going on here. And it'll be so great. Earth dogs, come on now. How grounding is that? And woof woof to balance out the dragon. Let's point out that there's no other animal on the wheel that can or would or will. So let's do this. And we're coming into the Earth Dog year, and the configuration of the flying stars is going to change. The number 9 star will come to the center. It is the lucky multiplying star. The number 1 star, which is in the center right now, moves to the Earth Dog, to the northwest. And the north and the dog and the boar get the victory star. The name of the number 1 star is the lucky white victory star. This is a good star. This is a lovely star. And briefly, remember, we're going to cover all of the blind stars very soon because they're going to switch in an entire show, Pathfinder, and I will go through the feng shui year of the Earth Dog 2018. And first of all, we get our number 1 cure, which is the number 5 disaster star in the north. Please, everybody, remove all the fire and all of the earth decorations and colors like that this year. And because we want to cure it. It's called cure in feng shui. We use the elements. There's much more, but it's time for our feng shui fit tip today. It's going to be water. We're going to really stay to basics, and I really want everyone to remember the basic of drinking. Are you drinking your 8 to 10 glasses of water? And it's not beer, and it's not soda, and it's not anything. It's water. And the pH balance is so important for a lot of reasons. The pH balance waters also do not contain some of the things that are put in the pipe water that we don't want. So make sure that it's clean water that you're drinking those 8 to 10 glasses of, and do it from the inside out. We got to pH balance ourselves, because this is how we protect ourselves, since we're mostly water. So we're going to talk more about water all of the time in future shows. And that's your Feng Shui Fit Tip for today. Get your mind in how many glasses of water you actually drink today. Okay? And for next, we have more 28 Universal Powers with Pathfinder.
My name is Pathfinder. Ask the grandmothers and grandfathers, creator of Mother Earth, to send blessings out to all our relatives, to all of our relatives, blessings of health and happiness, blessings of success and peace, peacefulness. We give thanks for protection for all the children and the elders and the mamas with babies, and ask for your blessing, Creator, Mother Earth, grandmothers and grandfathers, upon all of existence, to live in light, wisdom, and love. So I want to extend that prayer out there. There are distractions in life, like a lot, and many of the distractions are actually what we're supposed to be doing. And so we're just considering them distractions because we've judged something else to be, you know, the main deal, our main path. In truth, we're in a relationship with the universe. And in this relationship with the universe, the creator, the original powers, the grandmas and grandpas, Mother Earth, and all of our spiritual teachers help to bring to us the lessons that mature us in that moment. And when we embrace those lessons joyfully, they transform into learning and teachings, and then standing in wisdom. And then we totally move on from that space. And so today we're talking about the 28 universal powers, the elements of creation. Actually, we haven't worked with the seventh direction yet. So that's kind of what we're talking about already right now. Wakan Takia, and that Wakan is sacredness, or even mysteriousness, like Wakantanka or Wakantaka is like the great mysterious, or the unbelievably enormous, mysterious, sacred everything. Okay, so this is Wakan Takia, and Takia is the word that means in the direction of. So in the direction of the sacred is the seventh direction. And this is both the inner and the outer mysteries. Again, the 28 universal powers that we're sharing here on Aloha Healers Network is from a collaboration of Native American healers, medicine people, I'm going to say the word prophet, though they might say spiritual interpreter or holy person. I don't think any holy people put input into this, but a whole bunch of other medicine workers. And so the seventh direction, first we have the west, which is behind us, and then east, and then the north. I mean, I said that wrong, the west, and then the north, and then the east. We're facing the east where the sun rises, and then the south. And then the above us as the Makpiata, or towards the clouds, but it also means outer space, all that which is above us, and then Unchimaka, that which is beneath us, the Mother Earth upon which we stand, and then Wakan Takia, the seventh direction, And there are a lot of teachings on the seventh direction, even some more modern ones that are coming from different ones of the tribes. And they often include the talk about the seventh direction as being the sacredness within you. To find your sacred center. Where is your Ho-Cho-Wakan, your sacred center? And one, our ancestry is our sacred center. And one, the Mother Earth inside us is our sacred center. And then also the Creator within us is also the sacred center. There's stories where we got some imprints on our bodies, usually towards the center of our body, whether it's right beneath the nose or right beneath the collarbones. They say this is where God touched you. It says as part of the creation, God touched us in our heart of hearts and gave us the great universal DNA. So God is within us. And then the inner and outer mysteries. In other words, within goes forever, and outside of us goes forever. And there is a mirror there, and you are a particular mirror of the inner and outer universes. And so we learn what our pillars are. We learn what's truly important to us, like love. When we live in love, we are in life. When we are in love and in life, we are in God. We are in the will of the Mother Earth. We are in union and balance with all of our relatives when we're truly pumping out that love, because love is the key which opens all those doors. First, you have to knock on the door. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have a purpose and an intent. And then you use that love key, or that love as wisdom key, or love as courage key, and that door will open for you. So I think we're going to continue with this series for a while, and I think each time we'll talk a little bit about the Wakan Takia, the inner and outer mysteries. But for now, let's move on to the elements of creation. In the Eastern understanding of the elements, they have, I tend to say they have earth in the center, and then they have four around them, which are the water, the wood, the metal, and the fire. And so it has a four directions thing too, but the mysterious understanding about the East is that the earth is the platform, and it is the source for those, all five of those elements. It says from within the sacred clay, from within the sacred earth elementals, come forth the balance and movement of the other elements of creation. Over here and in many other places of the world outside Asia, everybody is basically earth, water, fire, air. What's amazing, though, about the Asian methods, because we are on Aloha Healers Network, is to talk a little bit about how they tie an element to a particular organ. And so there is elemental doctoring and healing that is huge. It's been around for, it's probably the first medicines were these medicines of the pure elements of creation. And remember, they all come from starfire just like we do. And so when we're touching the purity of the elements of creation, we're touching deep, deep, deep back into our physical and non-physical life and reality experience. And we are eternal in because the Creator has breathed a love song into us, and the Mother Earth has given us the clay of her body, and we have been enlightened by the Waqia, the thunder and the lightning. And so these are all our relatives. We'll remember them. Okay, so when we talk about the earth, let's kind of go back to the theme that we were talking about last time about how do you engage nature? We're saying, how do you engage nature? Well, you get into the innocence. You get into the innocent heart, innocent mind, innocent body. When we put words to something that brings a visualization, it helps us to connect to the essence of those things. So in other words, the innocent spirit, the innocent mind, the innocent heart, the innocent body. This just to say those and then to allow our mind, that free association, to go in there helps to magnetize and put us within the aura of those things, the innocent being. And when we're coming from then this innocent place and we're talking to nature, whether it's the plants, the trees, the animals, the soils herself, maybe there's a creek and you can talk to the water, and talk to the sun up there in the sky, giving everybody energy and sacred information in the form of fire and wind. That from this innocent place is where we come. And so when we approach our Mother Earth and her sacred element of the soils and the minerals and I'm going to say the vitamins and her elementals themselves, by coming with this innocence to them, it allows whatever gift we have, whatever gift that has been birthed inside of us, to touch them and for them to then touch us. And so in terms of Mother Earth, you go out and you be with Mother Earth. Now, some people do it by gardening, but others do it by a walk in the woods. But I would suggest that you sit with the Mother Earth. A lot of people don't want to do this because there are all sorts of other beings that live right there with Mother Earth. But go and find yourself a tree, a pine tree, an oak tree, just a comfortable tree. A willow tree is a brain healer if you sit under there, a brain and nervous system healer. Or a cottonwood tree, and go sit with that tree and make sure your ass is on the ground. It says, and your back is to the tree. And then just be there for a while. Being in an innocent place and a happy place, and the way you do it, the Mother Earth herself will reach up into you and bring you life and healing. And so we're going to move to, I think it should include wood since we've got the earth and the tree going right there. So we're absorbing like the roots of that tree. We're absorbing sacred minerals up into our body. And to tell you the truth, there are physical minerals and there are non-physical minerals. And this is kind of in the way that the modern physics talks about their particles, and then there are the not particles. Okay, it's kind of like that. But then there are all these other particles that are only somewhat as dense as a regular particle. So in other words, they're gradients. Well, it's similar with the astral emotional. And it's similar with the mental, and it's similar with the spiritual, and also the elemental world of Mother Earth that includes the earth elementals and the fire elementals and the water elementals and the air elementals, who are the friends of all that fairy and dree folk. And so we come back to dree. Dree is the ancient is an ancient word for tree that has to do with the sacredness of the nature guardians. And so this is the nature spirits, but this was also the druids and all the people of the trees. If we think of ourselves as a spiritual and physical tree, we have roots that reach down into the earth to the heart of the mother. Let my heart beat with the heart of the mother. Let our hearts beat with the heart of the mother. And we have these branches then that reach towards the heavens, receiving the cosmic light of billions of stars, but particularly our own Father Sun, putting out leaves, putting out flowers, putting out seeds. And this is how our spirit grows, literally. And this is from many, many of the tribes' teachings, including the teachings of the teachings of the tree from the Cherokee. We call her the flowering tree. And so when we are back to back with the tree helps our spine to operate. For after all, the tree's entire anatomy of the trunk is very much like our spinal cord. And the tree understands how to stand tall and how to stand strong. And through the trees, we can remember the mysteries of our ancestors who served entirely as earth guardians. So I think this is we're gonna stop there for this week. We talked a little bit about Wakatakia, towards the sacred, the inner and outer mysteries. And we talked a little bit about the earth and how when we connect with her heart, the elements in our body are renewed and renewed quickly and happily. There's a symbiosis that brings about that balance within our body, and we have then a balance in order to walk gently upon Mother Earth.
And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healing Network. We love being with you just like this each and every week. But wait, stay tuned to be with us in more visual ways, if you get my soon. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Chanu wero.